Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
Good afternoon to you, Garrett. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, quite a weekend for new releases. We'll come to those a little later on. But what are we starting with today?
We're starting with an indie filmmaker from way back in the 90s. He sort of shot to fame with his movie Clerks because the Weinstein Company at the time picked it up. It went on to be a huge hit and it was made for little or no money. Black and white, sort of small independent movie. The filmmaker, Kevin Smith, he went on to make a sequel. And now he's talking about that he's got a third film ready and he's sort of prepping it at the moment. This is because he's got co-stars Jeff Anderson and Jason Mewes ready to return for this, what will be a last installment in the series. Himself, the filmmaker, he had a heart attack last year, but he's back to good health. So I think he wants to sort of conclude the trilogy. He did try to make this film a few years back, but he says now that he's kind of parked that script, working on a brand new one. He's got a movie called Jay and Silent Bob Reboot, which is set to screen around America. In fact, what he's doing is he's embarking on a 60-day city tour where he's taking the movie around and he'll do Q&As and everything afterwards because he's a fairly strong fan base, and this is how he feels he can get an independent movie around now so that it doesn't just open one weekend and be gone again.
Well,
he'll follow the film and do his Q&A.
All right, what's Jordan Peele up to?
Jordan Peele has entered into a 5-year exclusive production partnership with Universal Pictures. So he has a production company called Monkey Paw Productions. Now, they've been very successful with this relationship that they've had already. You can think about Get Out and Us, both of which were commercial successes. His Monkey Paw production company also produced Spike Lee's Black Klansman as well. So he's currently in production on a new Candyman film written by Peele, and he's also got other ideas for different properties. So this is a strong, I suppose when somebody's hot in Hollywood, they like to say, we'll sign them up and we'll work. And so this exclusive 5-year deal is probably worth a lot of money, and it means that they get to keep that filmmaker in their stable.
Ah, clever. What about Apple and cinema?
So I know you don't like the notion that with all these movies that have been made for streamers that you don't get a chance to see them
in the movies. No, I don't. I want to go to the cinema to see them.
Yeah, which you will do with The Irishman. We'll get a short release before it goes to Netflix. Now, with Apple and the Apple streaming service that's coming, the Apple TV Plus service, we're going to face the same thing. Will they or won't they release these movies in the cinema beforehand? Well, the answer is they are going to.
Good.
Certainly in the US
anyway.
We've yet to sort of see what they'll do internationally. But there's a movie called The Banker. There's a movie called Hala. And there's a movie called, documentary called The Elephant Queen. And they've announced that all of these are going to get a cinema release in the US before they're uploaded to the streamer. So some of them have a good cast. I mean, Samuel L. Jackson stars The Banker. It's about real estate and finance moguls in the Jim Crow era. This is going to be released probably for some awards contention because they're releasing it on December 6th in the cinema ahead of its release in January. And then the other films as well will be rolled out in November. So we'll keep you posted as to whether they decide these releases are worthy for an Irish cinemas as well.
Okay, do indeed keep us posted on that. Now it is October, so Halloween just a few weeks away. And you have a Dracula project.
I do, yeah. Now, it seems that this one has been around for a long time. Apparently, the script was written back in 2002, and it's been sort of struggling to get to the screen. Well, you know, there's been lots of attempts to bring it there. There was a director in 2012 called David Slade who decided to try and make the movie with Ben Kingsley starring in it, but it didn't happen. The movie's called The Last Voyage of the Demeter. Now, this is
Catchy title.
Yeah, this is... Demeter was the name of the ship that transported
Dracula
from Transylvania to London in Bram Stoker's classic tale. And in that 1897 novel, the ship washes ashore in England, and there's only one mad raving survivor that's left. Apparently all the crew were taken out by a mysterious passenger en route. So that's the basis of the movie. Now it looks like they have their director as well, Andre Ovredal, who directed last summer's movie Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, has been selected to now direct this. So it's good to see it making its way to the screen. I think he's going to direct a project called The Long Walk. This is an adaptation of the Stephen King story before he goes on to making this.
Scary stories are his thing.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Now, actor and director Kenneth Branagh brought us the remake of Murder on the Orient Express in 2017. He said he was going to don the moustache again for Death on the Nile. And what's the latest there?
Well, they're adding to the cast. So the cast is building all the time. So we have Armie Hammer, Gal Gadot and Letta Wright, Annette Bening already set to star in it. But Jennifer Saunders has been added to the cast.
Interesting.
You've also got, if you're any fans out there of Sex Education on Netflix, Emma Mackey has also been added.
Yeah.
Russell Brand. And of course, Dawn French. You'd have to have Dawn French if you're going to have Jennifer Saunders.
Well, that sounds good,
they're
it?
Shooting this at the moment. They've begun the shoot with, as you say, Kenneth Branagh in the director's chair. They're shooting it on 65mm as well because he's been talking a lot about the fabulous locations that they've found for it. It's no surprise, really. I mean, when they made the other one in 2017, it was made on the back of a $55 million budget. And guess what it earned at the box office?
What?
$350 million.
Nothing
so
wrong with that.
They're delighted to see him.
They're delighted
there.
With themselves.
Yeah, to see that this 1937 novel is actually heading back to the big screen.
Like the sound of that casting, we will keep an eye on that too. Now, what about Pippi?
Yeah, Pippi Longstocking is coming to the big screen. So the companies that were behind Paddington have joined forces to work on this. And indeed, one of the producers is a producer from the Harry Potter series. So Pippi Longstocking, a sort of iconic character, red hair, freckles, strength and free spirit, based on the books that were released, I think, from 1945 to 1948. And they see this probably has been very successful. I think 65 million copies sold worldwide. Okay. And this is probably a new franchise. Paddington did well for the same producers.
Indeed. Paddington was super. Okay. We're staying with horror, looking at the IFI.
Yeah, they have a great season of festivals and different showcases coming up. One of them being the return of the IFI Horrorthon. It returns the 24th of October for 5 nights of what they describe as bloody mayhem. The festival will open with Little Monsters. This is they'll also actually have Lupita Nyong'o starring as a kindergarten teacher looking to protect her class from a horde of zombies. Richard Stanley's directorial follow up to the 1992 film Dust Devil, it's called Color Out of Space, will screen on Saturday the 26th. That stars Nicolas Cage. There's also two Irish films as well, Paddy Murphy's The Perished and Zoe Kavanagh's short Meet Cute. Now, just to mention some of the things that are going on at the IFI, they're also going to present actually a 70 mil run of one of our new releases, Joker, this week. And just finishing up, or actually over this weekend, you still have a chance to go see some of the films. The Dublin Arabic Film Festival is currently screening there this weekend.
Very good. What trailer should we check out online?
So Michael Bay went on Instagram during the week, was started teasing, saying there's going to be a trailer for this movie. It eventually landed. The movie's called Six Underground. It stars Ryan Reynolds. Check out the trailer for this. Well, you know what you're going to get with a Michael Bay movie, okay? So it's not everybody's cup of tea, but in terms of big effects and big action, it is all there. Looks like they've spent an absolute fortune on this. Basically, it's an original idea from writers of Deadpool, in which six billionaires are faking their deaths from a vigilante squad in order to take down notorious criminals.
Okay.
It's going to be on Netflix December 13th. For now, you can check out the trailer for Six Underground.
Very good. New releases, you mentioned it already. This is Joker.
Arthur, this is the last time we'll be meeting.
You don't listen, do you? You ask the same question every week. Are you having any negative thoughts? All I have are negative thoughts. For my whole life, I didn't know if I even really existed. But I do. And people are starting to notice. Send in the
flower. Yeah, that is the extraordinary Joaquin Phoenix. He is just superb as Joker. I tweeted about it last week after I'd seen it, and I said, yeah, it is grim, it is dark, it is emotional, but it is brilliant. It's not going to be for everybody, but it is absolutely brilliant. And I think he can just start preparing that Oscar speech, really.
Well, I think the thing about it is, I think it's going to attract huge crowds this weekend. Mm. And, you know, when you have an international release like that same day, it really gets people talking. And I think after the festival run and the response from critics as well, You are looking at a hit all around. And as you said, heading to the Oscars and going arm in arm with...
Well, this is it. Isn't it funny? We've Joker and Judy at the same weekend. Yeah. And it's looking like Renee will be preparing her Oscar speech as well.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously not as strong reviews for the film here, but certainly in terms of the performance of Renee Zellweger playing Judy Garland, who lands in London ahead of a week of sellout shows. She doesn't waste a moment of her downtime meeting fans, friends, and even a potential new romance as well.
She's extraordinary in it. And we will hear from her very shortly here on Movies and Musicals. One more to mention?
Yeah, a documentary called Losing Alaska, which is it's a sobering tale really about coastal erosion and climate change and a small town that's sort of disappearing due to all those influences in Alaska. So that's it's a documentary, Losing Alaska.
Yes, that is Losing Alaska from Irish director Tom Burke. We wish him well with that. Really looking forward to seeing it. What about a TV movie for us, Garrett?
Well, we were talking about Oscars there. Well, this was the movie that got mentioned and then got taken and was Oscar. If you remember that moment when Moonlight eventually did win the Oscar. So this is La La Land.
Nearly got Best Picture.
But good awards for cast in it. Emma Stone, yeah. Ryan Gosling, John Legend in it as well. It's a fun movie. If you've not seen it, I think you'll enjoy it. Watch it after
That's
Joker. Exactly. So it's on BBC 2 tonight at 20 past 9.
Thanks, Garrett.
Thank you.